State University System Chancellor Ed McKay relied on a timely economic catchphrase to describe the impact budget cuts have had on public higher education.
We talk about a fiscal cliff. I think there's no better depiction of a fiscal cliff than what we experience in the current biennium.
McKay was speaking to members of the House Finance Committee on Thursday. University system trustees have pledged to freeze in-state tuition for students for the next 2 years if the legislature restores $100 million in funding in the next budget. In-state tuition to the University of New Hampshire has risen by roughly 25% over the past 2 years to nearly $14,000 per year. But McKay says cuts to staffing and reductions in employee benefits have kept tuition from going even higher. UNH President Mark Huddleston points out the state now ranks last for support for higher education per capita at roughly $63 per person.
Public higher education in New Hampshire certainly isn't going to be able to provide the next generation of skilled workers on its own.
Governor Maggie Hassan has said beginning to restore the cuts is critical to the state's economy. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.